Welcome to this guided mindful yoga practice. It is designed to bring you into an awareness of your body and mind as you move through these different poses. This is a special time for you to be with yourself, and so try to find a time when you can follow the instructions and not be interrupted. Finding a space that feels warm, safe, and comfortable is also important. If there is any concern about being able to do these simple stretches, please consult your primary care physician before doing the poses described on this CD. So let's begin by lying on our backs in a comfortable position on a mat or pad on the floor. We are learning about nourishing and strengthening the body. So just follow the instructions as best you can, doing what you feel capable of, and refraining from doing anything that does not feel appropriate. It is important to be aware of your limits in any given moment, and to allow your own sensitivity of your body to override my instructions. And as you go through the poses, allow the eyes to remain open. When you practice regularly, you will find that your limits will alter. The best results occur by not trying to achieve anything at all. If you wish to skip something we are doing, try assuming a comfortable position and closing your eyes, visualize doing what the instructions are describing in as much detail as possible. If lying on your back is uncomfortable, just take a few moments to adjust your position. So here we are lying on our backs. The legs are stretched out, slightly apart, with the feet falling outwards. The arms are alongside the body, with the palms facing up towards the ceiling. Now let's bring the attention to the breath. Notice where you are breathing. What sensations are you aware of? The movement of air at the nostrils, or the rise and fall of the belly, rising on the in-breath and falling back down on the out-breath. On each out-breath, allowing the body to release a little more, noticing any sensations of tension or relaxation. And on the in-breath, breathing in vitality and energy. Breathing in, and then on that next out-breath, stretching the arms up over the head. And when the arms reach the floor, if they do, gently stretch along the whole length of your body, from the tips of the fingers, down into the arms, the head, neck, spine, and into the legs and down into the toes. Stretching along the front of the body, the back, and the sides. Not forcing or pushing, but allowing a sense of stretching with the breath flowing freely. Now releasing the stretch. And on the next out-breath, allowing the arms to come back down to the floor. And once the arms have reached the floor, to let go as best you can. Now let's bring both knees up to the chest and allow your arms or hands to wrap around both knees. And on that next out-breath, to gently rock from side to side, or up and down, massaging the muscles along the spine. On the next out-breath, to release the knees and stretch out first one leg and then the other so that the legs return to the floor. Once the legs have reached the floor, to return to having your breath as a focus of attention in this moment. On the next out-breath, bringing your right knee up to the chest, leaving the left leg on the floor. Hold on to the right knee with your hands and gently bring that right knee a little further up towards the chest, remembering to stay within your limits of comfortableness, noticing your breathing. On the next out-breath, releasing the right knee and stretching that right leg back down to the floor. Breathing in, and then on that next out-breath, bringing the left knee up to the chest, holding on to the knee with both hands, allowing the right leg to remain on the ground. Gently bring that left knee a little closer to the chest, feeling the stretch and breathing. Then on that next out-breath, releasing the knee and stretching the left leg down to the floor. Now let's return to that position we had at the beginning of these instructions. Lying on your back, legs slightly apart, and the arms resting alongside the body with the palms facing up towards the ceiling. Now, when you're ready, let's roll over onto one side and come up onto all fours. Resting on your hands and knees with your hands underneath your shoulders, shoulder width apart, and the knees are underneath the hips, hip distance apart. In this position, on the next out-breath, allow the back to stretch up towards the ceiling, letting the head come down between the shoulders. This is called a cat stretch, being aware of the sensations from this stretch. On an out-breath, reversing the arch by lifting the head up and allowing the back to gently come down to a slight arch in the opposite direction. Then on that next breath out, allowing the head to come down between the shoulders with the back arching up towards the ceiling. Just breathing and releasing into this stretch. On that next out-breath, allowing the head to lift up, with the back coming down gently to a slight arch in the opposite direction. Then breathing out once more and allowing the back to arch up towards the ceiling with the head coming down between the shoulders. Now releasing this stretch and allowing the back to come into a neutral position, still remaining on your hands and knees, and being aware of any sensations that may be arising in this moment. On the next out-breath, stretching the right leg out behind you, lifting it up as high as it will go comfortably, feeling the stretch and breathing easily, and then keeping that right leg stretched out behind you, let's lift that left arm up off the floor, stretching that arm out in front of you, breathing, balancing, and stretching. If you can, staying here for a few breaths, but remembering that at any time you can gently release out of the pose, always remembering your own body's limits. Now releasing that right leg and that left arm and allowing the right knee to come back down underneath the right hip and the left hand to come back down to the floor, resting under the left shoulder. When you're ready, inhaling and letting that out breath release from the body as you lift the left leg back behind you as high as is comfortable and stretching out the right arm in front of you, lifting the hand off the floor, stretching, strengthening, and allowing the breath to move freely. Breathing in, and on the next out breath, releasing the left leg and the right arm so that the left knee comes down to the floor underneath the left hip and the right hand rests on the floor underneath the right shoulder. And now doing a cat stretch once more. Allow the back to arch up towards the ceiling, allowing the head to come down between the shoulders, reversing what we've just done and allowing the back muscles to stretch out without overdoing it and easing up to your own limit. Now allowing the back to come into a neutral position, breathing freely. Let's return to lying on our backs on the floor. Stretching the legs out and allowing the arms to rest alongside the body with the palms facing up to the ceiling. Breathing in and then on the next out breath, bending the knees, placing the feet on the ground. The knees will be looking up towards the ceiling, and the feet will be hip distance apart. Allow the arms to rest alongside the body with the palms facing the floor. On your next out-breath, lifting the buttocks off the floor as high as they will go comfortably, hands, arms, shoulders, neck, and head remain on the floor. Just lifting the pelvis and buttocks and spine up off the floor and holding this pose for a few moments with the breath flowing freely. You may begin to feel some sensations in the thigh muscles as they tense and work to hold the pose. If you need to come back down before I say, allow the back to return to the floor, taking responsibility for coming down when you need to. If you're still up in this pose, now allow the back to come back down to the floor, gently releasing out of the stretch and releasing the knees so that both legs return to lying on the floor. Allowing the back to relax, letting go of any tension as best you can on each out-breath, being present in this moment and noticing any thoughts, feelings, or other sensations. Allowing yourself to be here now, recognizing that you are nourishing and strengthening your body and freeing the body from tension. Now let's do a simple twist stretch. Bending both knees, allowing the feet to be on the floor, the knees will be looking up towards the ceiling, and the feet will be together, as will the knees. Then stretching out the arms away from the torso so that they are at a right angle away from the body, with the palms facing down towards the floor. On your next out-breath, allow both knees to gently move over to the right-hand side, stretching the knees towards the floor. If they touch the floor, that's just fine. If not, wherever they stop, keeping the knees and feet together. Then on that next out-breath, turning your head to look over towards the left shoulder and down towards the left hand. Feeling the stretch, breathing, lengthening and softening, and resting here a moment, allowing the breath to move freely. On the next out-breath, allowing the head to return to the original position with the eyes looking up towards the ceiling and bringing the knees up so that the feet come back down to the floor and the knees are pointing back up towards the ceiling. On the next out-breath, keeping the knees together, allowing them to come over to the left-hand side. Again, if they come to the floor, that's fine. If not, wherever they stretch to and feels right for you. Breathing in and then on the next out-breath, turning the head to the right so that you are looking over the right shoulder and down towards the right hand. Just feeling the stretch in this moment. On the next out-breath, allowing the head to come back with the eyes returning to looking up towards the ceiling and then bringing the knees back to an upright position, feet on the floor with the knees pointing directly up towards the ceiling. Resting here a while, breathing and noticing any sensations. On an out-breath, let's stretch the legs out and back down to the floor and bring the arms back to rest alongside the body. Now on the next out-breath, bending the left knee up and placing that left foot on the floor. Then as you stretch into the right leg, flex the right foot so that the toes face the ceiling. On the next out-breath, lifting the right leg up off the floor as high as you can comfortably, keeping the knee straight, remembering your own limits, stretching, lengthening, and breathing. Now pointing the toes of the right foot and then flexing the foot. So now just pointing the toes up towards the ceiling and then flexing the foot. And over the next few moments, feeling the different stretches. Now coming to a stop and making a circle with the right ankle. First in one direction and then in the other. Allowing the breath to move freely. On the next out-breath, coming to a stop with the circling of the right ankle, and now stretching into the right leg and allowing the leg to come back down to the floor, lengthening the leg as it comes down to the ground. And once the right leg has reached the floor, allowing the left leg to stretch out and down to the ground. And then, as best you can, completely let go. On the next out-breath, bending the right knee up and placing the right foot on the floor with the knee facing up towards the ceiling. Then stretching into the left leg, flexing the left foot and keeping the knee straight, lifting the left leg up off the floor as high as feels comfortable for you, allowing the breath to move freely around the body. Then, when you're ready, pointing the toes of the left foot and flexing the foot. In your own time, pointing and flexing, pointing and flexing, and feeling the different stretches. Then coming to a stop and making a circle with the left ankle, first in one direction and then in the other. Then coming to a stop. On the next out-breath, allowing the left leg to return to the floor, stretching into the whole length of the leg as it comes down to rest on the ground. Then allow the right knee to stretch out, bringing the right leg down to the ground and then letting go as best you can. Just lying here with your body as a whole, breathing. Now rolling over to your left side and propping your head up with your left hand, the right hand rests on the floor in front of your belly, bending the left knee a little so that you can have a firm and comfortable base. The right leg is resting on top of the bent left leg, with the right leg straight. On the out-breath, lifting up the right leg towards the ceiling, bringing it up as far as feels comfortable for you and feeling the stretch. Breathing in, and on the out-breath, pointing the toes of the right foot and then flexing the right foot. Just pointing and flexing and noticing the sensations that arise from these stretches. Then coming to a stop and now making a circle with the right ankle, first in one direction and then in the other, just making circles with the foot. Coming to a stop and raising the right leg a little higher if that feels right for you in this moment. Remembering this is about working with your limits safely. Then on the next out-breath, slowly allowing that right leg to come down to the floor, stretching into the full length of the leg and allowing it to be long. And once the right leg has reached the floor, allow the right knee to bend a little as you release the left hand from supporting the head. And as you allow the head to come back down to the floor, completely letting go. On the next out-breath, rolling over onto the right side of the body and propping the head up with the right hand and placing the left hand on the floor in front of your belly, allowing the right knee to be slightly bent, giving yourself a firm and comfortable base. Breathing in, and then on the next out breath, lifting that left leg with the knee straight up as far as is comfortable. Feeling the stretch and being comfortable with your breathing. On the next out breath, pointing the toes and flexing the left foot. Just pointing and flexing in your own time and at your own pace, feeling the different stretches. Then coming to a stop and making a circle, first in one direction and then in the other, just gently moving that left ankle. Then coming to a rest. And if this feels comfortable, allowing that left leg to come up a little higher. Again, working within your own limits and within a comfortable range. On the next out-breath, allowing that left leg to come back down slowly to the floor until it's resting gently on top of the right leg. And once that left leg has reached the floor, releasing the right hand from the head and allow the head to come back down to the ground. And then completely let go as best you can in this moment. Now, rolling over onto your stomach and turning your head to one side, allowing the arms to rest alongside the body with the palms facing up towards the ceiling. Feeling the belly pressing into the floor and lengthening the whole body. On the next out-breath, just lifting the head and bringing the forehead and the chin to the floor, allowing the eyes to look down. Bringing the legs together. And on the next out-breath, lifting the right leg with the knee straight up off the floor, with the right hip remaining on the ground, allowing the breath to flow freely. Now, on that next out-breath, returning the right leg to the ground, and then turning the head to one side and completely letting go as best you can. On the next out-breath, bringing the forehead and the chin to the floor, allowing the eyes to look downwards, and then lifting the left leg up off the ground, allowing the left hip to remain on the floor, stretching into the lift of the left leg. On the next out-breath, releasing that left leg and returning it to the floor. And once again, once the leg has reached the ground, completely letting go and turning the head to one side if you haven't already. On the next out-breath, lifting the head and returning the head so that the eyes are looking down towards the floor and the forehead and the chin may be resting on the ground. Then on the next out-breath, lifting the head, the neck, and the shoulders off the floor as best you can, allowing the eyes to remain looking at the floor and lengthening the back of the neck, releasing into the pose and allowing the spine to be long. Then, after an in-breath, breathing out and allowing the shoulders, the neck, and the head to return to the floor, turning the head to one side and releasing and softening and allowing the breath to move freely. When you're ready, rolling over onto your back, stretching out the legs, allowing the arms to rest alongside the body, and allowing the palms to face towards the ceiling, breathing and releasing. Being aware of this lying position, and if it feels comfortable, to allow the eyes to close, letting go of any thoughts or sensations that may be present by bringing your attention to the breath and on each exhalation, releasing and letting go into this posture. You might want to give yourself credit for allowing yourself the time to be with your body in this way, strengthening and stretching, and working with the natural healing process of the body. A state of relaxed awareness, noticing things as they are, and experiencing your body as a whole. On your next out-breath, allowing the eyes to open as you come to the end of this mindful yoga practice and resume the activities of your day.